Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were learning the sugya of Zimri ben Salu, and we showed how the Torah was hiding his name. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned his chidushim, that really Zimri is Shlumiel, and the Torah is hiding his name. And we explained Rashi, that Rashi at the beginning of the sugya already tells us that it's Shlumiel, so that we understand the whole sugya, that he's really the Nasi of the Shevet. And that explains why he was married by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says Amor Chashuv, as we discussed in the previous shir. And now we're going to continue. Pei Beis Amit Beis, Meseches Sanhedrin, says the Gemara, Amor of Sheshes. Now we're going to go from Zimri to Kozbi. Lo Kozbi Shema. Her name wasn't Kozbi, Ella Shvilnoi Bas Tzur Shema. Her name was Shvilnoi Bas Tzur. So you now you have a good question. V'lominik Reshma Kozbi. If her name was Shvilnoi Bas Tzur, why was she called Kozbi? The answer is Shekizba Be'avia. She falsified what her father taught her. Because of. Because what did her father tell her? We're going to see in Rashi in a moment. Davar Acher, Kozbi Shamar La'avia. Why is she called Kozbi? She said to her father, Kozbi Amze. Slaughter this people through me. Banu Damri Inshi, and that's what people say. Bein Kane Laurbini, Shvilnai Mai Baya. What business has Shvilnai by the reeds of the lake? Bahade kalfi dekani shvilnoi my boya. What is shvilnoi doing among the peeling rushes? Gafta le'ama. Le'ima. She prostitutes her mother. What does this mean? Rashi, Shekizba be'avia, Shetziva ela al tishmi al gadol shebehem. Her father only said to go with the biggest, and she didn't. She went with Zimri, who wasn't the biggest. Next, Rashi says, Kos bi amze. Why Kozbi? She said to her father, Kos bi amze. What does that mean? Shchoto sam al yadi. Slaughter them through me. That's what people say. Al shem Kozbi amrim darav zerah, she says. Because of Kozbi, they say this proverb. Ben kani lorbini. Between the reeds and the Orbani is the aravas that grow on the side of the river. Rashi says, Makom Yichud. This is a place of Yichud. So this Ben Kani L'Orbani is between the reeds and the aravas. This is a private place. So Ben Kani L'Orbani Shvilnoi my boya. What's Shvilnoi doing there? Rashi says, Vadai Mishum Znus Halchalisham. She went there in order to be Mizanet, in order to be engage in a sexually illicit act. So that's what it means. Kosbi, kosbi amzeh, and ben kanalur v'nishvilnai my boy. That she wanted to. That's how she was going to get the Jewish people. The Gemara continues. Bahade kalfi de kanishvilnai my boy. Among the klipos of the kanim. Among the peelings of the reeds. Peeling rushes. What is Shvilnai doing? Rashi says, Vade Mishum Znus Halcha L'Sham. She definitely went there to be Mizane. Then Gafta L'Ima, and Ifa Ima. She made her mother, she prostituted her mother. Now, because she was Mizane, they call her the Zona, the daughter of Zona. Now Rashi explains as we read Vahainu Damrianchi Al Shem Kosbi Omrim Dabraze. So what is Rashi trying to teach us? And if Rashi's telling us about Kosbi, her real name was Shvilnai. So Rav Hamnik Shlita says that first, before he's going to answer those questions, there's a Ha'ara. Why doesn't the Torah tell us, like we asked in the previous year, the name of the Avrayanis? It just gives a derogatory nickname, Kosbi. So I understand why the Torah is going to be hiding the Nasi of the Shevet. They're not going to say it's Shlumiel, because you want to give cover to the Nasi of the Shevet. Zani Mevin. Why are we trying to protect the dignity of this Goyish Avrayanis, this sinful Gentile woman? In the Shtibel they have a Yiddish name for Gentile women. So why not so complimentary? Always. So why are we trying to protect her identity and hide her real name? Her real name was Shvilnai. So why does the Torah change it to Kosbi? It was a remnant to Bill Cosby. He was also a man of quite moral deficiencies, to say the least. Mitzad Sheni, we have to understand. The Torah says, Cosby bas Tzur. And Tzur is the correct name. There are four names in the Torah. There's Zimri, there's Salu, there's Kosbi, and there's Sur. Three of them are Shemos Ganai. So in the previous year, Zimri, Beit HaMuzeres, and Salu, Hisli. Hisli Avona Sel Mishpachto, Shel Mishpachto. They're all nicknames. But Tzur is the real name. She's really Kosbi Bas Tzur. Tzur is really her parents' name. So why is this name revealed? Of all the four names, this is the only real one. It's also difficult to understand. What's the Gemara want with this whole mashal? This is what you do, Ben Kani Lu Orbini, Shvilna my boy, Bade Kalfi the Kani, Shvilna my boy. This is what you're putting in the Gemara? There must be something here. And also it says that she was Megala, the Gnus of her mother. They're going to say Zona Bas Zona. But the Pasuk says Bas Tzur is her father, not her mother. So those are a number of kashas. And there's more. The whole story of the killing of Kosbi, it's mashma she's chayev mi, chayev is misa. And it's good she was killed with Zimri, but it's hard to understand. In the din of Habal Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo, there's no heter or chiev to kill the Aramis, the Goisha woman. The Kanai has a schus to kill the Jew, to be Makani Din Torah. But you have to leave the Aramis. And the Bezin bin Shel B'nai Noach is not also not chayv to kill her. She wasn't over one of the Shevim B'nai Noach. So what chi of Misa is there on Kozvi? And we can also ask differently that B'nos Moav, they also came to be Mizan with B'nai Yisrael, V'yesh Yisrael B'shitim, V'yachel Ha'am Lizas B'nos Moav. And it doesn't say in the Torah there was a chi of Misa, Adarabba. We say Misvara Meseches Yevamos Ein Vavo and Beis Ein Zayin that Marchav Movios are allowed in Klal Yisrael. It's not their fault. Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim. That's the man's job to bring the bread and the water. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. But it says Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shitim Ve'achol Esnos Es Benos Moav. So it doesn't say Achiyuv Misa. So why is she chayavas misa, this Shvilnoi? All along, all the years, her name was Kozbi, but her name is Shvilnoi. So we see that even though the Bnos Moav were not in the parasha of Kol Kavud Bas Melech Penima, yeah, they weren't such sinua ladies, and they went to be Mizana with Bachur Yisrael, they're not guilty. Because they were told to go. But why then is Kozbi? Why then is Kozbi more guilty than all the other Bnos Moav? So we have to understand this. So Rav Hamnik Shlita says, brilliantly as always, that this is the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes. Remember, the sugya started Omer Rav Sheshes, Lo Kozbi Shema, Lo Shvilnoi Bas Tzor Shema. So Rav Sheshes' Chiddush is that for this reason, the Torah is Mechadesh, a derogatory nickname of Kozbi, and they didn't call her by her name to tell us that she's not Chayev because she went because her father told her. She's Chayev because of herself. Either because she was mechazev be'avia, she wasn't faithful to her father's words, she kizva be'avia, because he said only to go with the biggest, the most chashev guy. She didn't. Or because she didn't go in a subordinate way. Oh, this is what my dad said, this is what I have to do. But rather, she had these nefarious intentions. Evil intentions. What did she say? She said, Shama Lavia Kosbi Amze. She wanted to slaughter the Jewish people. So it's not like, oh, she was this innocent girl just following orders. So now we understand why he used her father's name. So even though she was Mechayev herself, but that doesn't make her, that doesn't absolve her father from guilt. He also has to be Mizbaze, Ledoros Olam. Because he sent her to be Machshil Moshe, though the biggest. Or because he agreed with her evil plan to slaughter the Jewish people. And on the contrary, there's a Gilui of the Ratzon HaTorah to be Magana the Shvilnoi. We want to be Magana her, just like we want to be Magana her father. So her father's name, we say, he's a bad guy. But her, we give a Kinu Shel Ganai to explain what's her Chiyuv. So we're not hiding her name because we want to protect her honor. We're giving her a bad name because we want to show why she's Chayev, because she was a Kozbi, because she didn't even listen to her father, so it's her own fault. She went independently. She didn't go out Shliach, she went for herself. Or she said, Kozbi Amze. Kozbi Amze. V'hainu damri inshi. And that's what people say on Kuzbi. And what do they say? They call her by her name Shvilnoi. Bein kuni kani lor b'ni Shvilnoi my boy. But how do they call for the kani Shvilnoi my boy? So they call her by her real name. Because we're Mekayim the Ratzon HaTorah. To be Megana her, to disgrace her just like we were Megana her father. Interesting, by the way, that if you put Zimri together with Kuzbi, it's Begematria Tzur. So the father's a bad guy, he was part of this. And she also. So we're going to her and we say this mashal, yeah, this person's going to be Mizana, evil person, hiding over there in the private place. And now we understand why we see this nus of her mother, prostitute, the daughter of a prostitute. She had her own ritzonos besides the ritzon of her father. Kizba, Be'avia, Kosbi. So since she was going outside of what her father wanted, where does that come from? Her mother. Who are we? We're products of our parents. So since she was not faithful to her father, was also an evil man, and who is she being faithful to? Who is she following? It's her mother. So we're Megana her mother as well. So now we understand Rashi. Rashi's coming to explain that we say on Kuzbi, this Gnus of Znus. Rashi says, El Shem Kuzbi Omrim Davar Zeh. What do we say about Kuzbi? We say about Kuzbi that she's a Shvilnai. So after the Torah explained why she's chayev, because she was a Kuzbi, she went based on her own desire and will. So now, what do we have to do? We have to add the Gnai and say her real name. That Shvilnai does this, Shvilnai does that, Shvilnai is a loose woman. So that's why we're Meganer. We have to understand this saying. You say twice, Ben Kani Lu Urvini, and Bahade Kalfi Du Kani. Why do we give two examples? One of Klipos Hakanim, the peelings of the reeds, and the other one is between the reeds and the Arabas in this private place. Why do we have both? And Rashi, you see in his Lashon, he explains each Nakuda separately. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ben Kani Lor Ben Imakom Yichud My Boy, which is Lashon Zachar. And there Rashi doesn't say the name Shvilnai. And then further Rashi says, Bahade Kalfi Dekani, Shvilnai my Baya, Lashinakeva. What does she want there? What is she doing there? Lashinakeva. And here Rashi does mention Shvilnai. And not only that, Rashi repeats by Richos the union of Znus. But with a little bit of a change. In the first Dibur, Rashi says, Vade Mishum Znus Al Cholisham. And the second Dibur, Rashi says, Vade Mishum Znus Al Cholisham. So Rashi chazers everything. The first time he writes Lisham, and the second time he writes Sham. What? I could read this Rashi 1,000 times, but I wouldn't be omed on these nekudas. Pile plos. So what does Rashi want with this? this arichus. And with the sham lisham, and with the bay baya, zachar nekeva. So Rav Hamnik Shlita says that it's telling us that there are two parts to this sin. The first is that Shvilnai was sent by her father to sin. And the second is that she went on her own. And therefore the first time Rashi didn't mention her name, she went b'shlichus avia. And therefore it's Lashon Zohar, my boy. It's her father's fault. The second time, Rashi mentions her name, she went b'ritzon atzma. And that's why it says, my boy, Lashon Akeva. She's the one who did it. And then it adds, and she's also Megala Mizus of her mother. Because since she did it independently as well, besides the fact that her father sent her, she's Megala Mizus of her mother, and therefore the Gemara goes on and talks about her mother. And that would possibly be Miyashiv the Diktuk. First Rashi says, Lisham. She was sent to there. Somebody else sent her. Whereas Sham, she went on her own. It's the final diktuk. Not 100% sure that works, but everything else does. Vadvar me'irim. Siyata dishmaya. So we were zochet to Nuhavan and the Sugya, which is not one of those that are usually learned in such depth and such understanding. And anybody who likes these Chedushim, Rav Hamnik has a whole Sefer on the Sechet Sanhedrin called Marbe Mishpat, in addition to his many, many, many other Sfarim. But since we're learning Sanhedrin, so it's kedai for everybody to learn this Sefer, purchase the Sefer if you can. We should be zocha l'umadu l'lame l'shem v'lasu l'kaimus kol divrei samu terasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.